Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. Good day. I wanted to come on to talk to you about negative entities. So a lot of the times you'll hear people talk about demons and evil spirits and all of that. And while I don't necessarily believe in evil spirits and demons, I do believe in negative entities. Now, what negative entities are they are creatures of energy. Literally, they are formed through traumatic events. They're formed through great emotional struggles and adversity. And when you are experiencing those negative traumas, or somebody else has experienced those negative traumas, those negative entities will be created. Now, there is a way to combat them, and we're going to get through that later on in the podcast. But first, we're going to talk about the misconceptions. So negative entities are what people would consider your poltergeist, your evil spirits, your demons, those kind of things. Now, they are traumatic in and of themselves. When you're dealing with a negative entity, it tries to feed off of your fears. It feeds off of your negativity, off of your fears, any traumas that you may be holding on to, or things that, of course, like I already mentioned, scare you. So with that, how are they created? So negative entities, when you've got a traumatic event happen that creates quite a bit of negative energy, negative emotions, you create this little ball of negative energy. And if it isn't cleansed, that negative energy will actually feed off of individuals and their negativity. It'll feed off your fears, and it'll feed off of everything else that's going on that's negative around it. I have myself come into contact with two negative entities. The first was when I was 12. I was living in an apartment. The apartment was just on the edge of a river in one of the more problematic areas of the city that I was living in. And there were murders and rapes and drug deals. And we're not talking the good kind where you just go to somebody's house. We're talking about the drug deals where people are abused and just very negative occurrences. And we lived on the ground floor apartment. And we would notice things happening in the apartment. We would notice a black figure going across the rooms. We would notice things, you know, slamming shut, and normal, well, in quotations, normal poltergeist occurrences. So in that, we experienced fear. I remember there was a week where I couldn't close my eyes without feeling as if somebody was trying to hurt me. I would see skulls and everything that would traumatize a young 12-year-old who really had no idea about the spiritual world other than growing up in a religious household. So that terrified me, and that went on for a week until my mother actually ended up giving me a necklace to wear that had hope, love, and faith on it. And because I believed so wholeheartedly in that, in the powers of that necklace, the negative entity went away, per se. We did end up moving into a different apartment. What I found out in later years was that my mother at the same time had an experience with that negative entity where she was lying in bed, thought that my brother was opening her door, kept asking, "What do you want? What do you want?" Went to go turn on a touch lamp. And as you know, touch lamps, literally you just touch it, and turned her head for a second, turned on the light, and the door was closed again. Now, she actually woke me up and brought me into her room at that point. I ended up blocking my spiritual gifts and abilities for 20 years because of that. I didn't awaken them again until I was 32. I still did have occurrences with them and events with them, but not to the degree that I would have if I had built upon them. I didn't have anybody in my life that I talked to about my spiritual gifts and abilities. I wasn't aware of what exactly I was capable of or who to talk to or what it meant. So I did close them off for quite a long time. In that was my first experience with a negative entity, and it was traumatizing. It was absolutely terrifying. I would say constantly in the 20 years, I don't want to see spirit. I don't want to see you go away. I don't want to see you. And I would have panic attacks. I couldn't watch horror movies or paranormal movies because I would start panicking. And this was all in relevance to my, experience with this negative entity. My second experience with the negative entity was actually last week. And the reason I ate something and I felt sick, and then that's spirit's way of kind of telling me, Melissa, you need to change your eating habits. But I was in bed and I wasn't feeling good, and my husband and I had just lied down to go to sleep. And a couple days prior to this, or the day prior to this, we had had a talk about my husband and finally admitting that he struggles with depression, not clinical, but emotional depression. And that he struggled with that for close to 20 years. And in doing that, and in having a connection with him the following night, I was lying down, getting ready for bed, and I was falling asleep. And as I closed my eyes, I started seeing visions of this entity. And I knew instantly how to deal with it. As most of you know, I'm a spiritual mindset coach, so I do know how to deal with them. But I was feeling quite ill already, and so my defenses were lowered, and I was half asleep. So again, it came to me at one of my most vulnerable moments. And but I still, I positive affirmations. I knew that I was more powerful than it. In experiencing situations where people told me that they were purposely trying to steal my energy and putting curses on me and all this other stuff, knowing how strong my own gifts and abilities are and my own connection to my spiritual aspects and my divine being, I knew how to combat this negative entity. And when I woke up the next morning, I remembered the occurrence, I remembered what it looked like, and I remembered why it had been attacking me. It was trying to get to me and project all these fears onto me, because that negative entity is actually my husband's. My husband lost his father 20 years ago, and in losing his father, he went down a very dark and very shadow side spiral. Instead of understanding the lessons and healing from the loss, he just compounded that traumatic energy and created this negative entity. And 6 months later, his dog passed away, and his favorite animal in the world. And just so many negatives that just bang, bang, bang happened all at once, that he reverted to his shadow self and didn't really understand or know what was going on with him. Now, this entity that he's dealing with has grown exponentially over the years, and hence why over the last, 5, 10 years, his attitude and his negativity has gotten quite a bit worse. Now, that doesn't mean that I love him any less. It doesn't mean that, he's the perfect spouse. He is my twin flame, and I know what unconditional love is, and I'm actually doing a live about that later today. But I know how to help him, and I know how to get him to awaken to the possibilities of cleansing this, of removing the unaligned beliefs, removing the negativity that he's held on to for the last 20 years, healing from all of the additional negativity that's come in the last 20 years, and being able to awaken him to a new perspective on the situations that he's been through. So, in thinking about all of that, I really realized that this negative entity is something that many people probably suffer with when they don't know how to remove or cleanse their unaligned beliefs, their negative trauma that they've been through, and be able to control and protect themselves from that. Now, so we've talked about what they are. We talked about what they feed off of, the misconceptions of them. How they harm you is basically they try to find your weaknesses. They find your weaknesses. They find your negativity. They find your unaligned beliefs and any negative emotions that you hold on to. And they try to feed off of that and encourage you to become stuck in that negativity. They can't physically harm you, but they can harm your mindset and your spiritual gifts so that you aren't protecting yourself. You aren't focusing on healing and learning from your negative experiences. So they in essence stop you from moving forward on creating your spiritually aligned life. Now, how to remove them? So you cannot remove a negative entity that is not your own. You can remove them from your general, from your energy. You can remove them from harming you. You can protect yourself from them, but you cannot remove a negative entity that is attached to somebody else. Now, that isn't a fear because, like I said, they're not going to actually physically harm you. They are just going to try to, compound your weaknesses and your fears. With that being said, from my husband's perspective, I cannot remove his negative entity. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and I can combat it. I can lessen its power over him as well as over anybody else in his vicinity, but I cannot remove it for him. That is up to him to do. Now, that's not necessarily in a spiritual aspect, but more so a mindset aspect. And your mindset does directly link to your spirituality, but if you're not a spiritual person or if the person you know that has a negative entity, if they're not spiritual, they're not going to try in those ways. And there are different ways to teach them without it being spiritual. For my husband, he is going to go see a therapist or a counselor to kind of awaken him more to different possibilities. I will bring in meditation and protections and crystals and cleansing. And I will bring all of that into his awareness. But he ultimately has to remove it. He has to learn from it. He has to acknowledge and heal and learn and grow from those negative experiences so that he can remove it. And like I said, again, it isn't something to fear. It is something that is quite common and can be combated and protected against. So I wanted to advise you all what negative entities were, how you can remove them. If they are your own and you would like to remove a negative entity, understand what caused it. When you start to understand what caused it, what emotions and beliefs it feeds off of, you have to go through the mindset training where you understand what caused it, acknowledge what it's making you feel, learn how you want your life to be different without it, recreate the unaligned beliefs that you created because of the original negative trauma, and anything that's gone on prior, create a love for life even through the negativity, and move forward in a more positive light without ignoring or denying the negativity and the shadow side. Because your negative shadow side is actually your most important feature because it shows you growth. But if you aren't experiencing that growth and you're not learning from those negative lessons and those negative traumas, then again, you create those unaligned beliefs, which go hand in hand with the negative entities. And then it starts to infect the rest of your life and you become very unhappy with your life. One of the things my husband said to me was, you know, what have I succeeded at? He has a loving, incredible wife. No bias or conceit there. He has beautiful, loving children. He has a job that he likes. He has friends and family, but he doesn't see all of those positive because he is living so much in his negative side that he just doesn't see it or acknowledge it. So it's learning how to learn from those lessons and appreciate and be grateful and love the life that you're living, but also to love those negative lessons so that they don't negatively impact you as much. So if you have any questions, absolutely let me know. Hit me up on my messages or leave a comment, leave a review if you'd like, and I will talk to you again later. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.